happiness is what you want for me. Oh, and I wanna say,
take my heart.
I wanna be holy. You can have your cars. Give me holiness.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Hi, this is Tanya Riley, and I want to take time out to say thank you to all our listeners and our proud sponsors. It has been my pleasure serving the community here at KAYT for the past 12 years. And if you would like to become a part of the KAYT family as a sponsor by way of ministry or talk radio, or by advertising your special event or concert, whether it's gospel, zydeco, R&B, or blues, don't hesitate to contact me between the hours of 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. at 318-484-2500 or 877-464-2500, or email me at RileyGirl881@gmail.com, or inbox me on Facebook at Tanya Wilson Riley, and I'll be happy to assist you. We cover 80% of the state of Louisiana, and we also reach as far as west of Mississippi and east of Texas. Along with our website, www.kaytfm.com, the possibilities are endless for our listenership. We also have a total of three frequencies, 88.1 Alexandria, 92.5 Shreveport, and 98.9 Monroe. Our number once again is 318-484-2500, or toll free at 877-464-2500. As for me, Tanya Riley, and I'll be happy to take care of you. Thank you and God bless, and we look forward to adding you to our growing family.
My fight last night, the man that you married done lost his mind.
Hi there, I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, your Bashful Bishop, host of KAYT's Hour of Power. I'd like you to tune in. I'll also pray for the most urgent needs that you have, and I'll direct you to scriptures for daily life and connect you to God in a most unique way. I'm also an account executive for KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, 92.5 FM Shreveport, and 98.9 FM Monroe. And I am available at your service to provide with time and that makes it possible for you to broadcast your church programs and advertise your church event. KAYT is 70,000 watts of pure gospel power, reaching 80% of Louisiana, eastern Mississippi, western Texas, and Arkansas. And broadcasting your events can increase your ministry outreach greatly. So contact me if you need airtime at 662-704-0630. That's 662-704-0630. Looking forward to assisting you with your broadcasting needs right here on KAYT 88.1 FM Alexandria, your real love story.
Ooh. With Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Proverbs 28:20 says, a faithful man shall abound with blessing. Amen. If you're faithful, God will see to it that you have plenty of blessing in your life. Amen. And the last one I'm going to cover tonight is this here. Faithful people bring refreshing and peace of mind to those they serve. When you are faithful in the performance of your duties or your responsibilities or the commitments that you make, you refresh those that you're serving or that you're working with. You give them peace of mind. How many of you know that's true? Listen, when I was working at IP, I remember I overheard a conversation one day of some of the other engineers, and they were talking about me, and they were talking about me and comparing me and another engineer, and I don't think that was good, but they were doing that, and they said, well, you know, old Greg, he done passed up so-and-so. He done passed them up as an engineer. He said, you want to get something done, give it to him. If you want it done quick, give it to him. Because I had developed a track record of getting things done and being efficient and doing it, because I didn't stand around the coffee pot three and four times a day because I didn't drink coffee. So I worked from the time I got to work to the time I left, I was getting after. I was working. So at the end of 8 hours, I would be wore out. CeCe, you know, I'd come home sometime and I'd say, CeCe, I feel like my mind is fried today. I feel like my mind is fried. But a lot of them was working 9 and 10 hours a day. And so I kind of felt bad sometime when I would leave after 8, because they working 10. I said, yeah, but I'm working 8. They're 10, but they might be putting in 6. So I didn't feel bad about it. I said, look, I gave everything I had. 4 o'clock, my mind is fried. I can't take nothing else. My mind is tired. I'm going home. It's time to go. And I left. I worked 8, 8 and a half hours my whole career at IP. Most of the time. I would never work past 8 and a half. And when IP really introduced their culture into the mill, because it used to be just Pineville Craft, just locally owned, we all worked 8 hours. Engineers, 8 hours, that was it. Then when IP introduced their culture, they liked the engineers to work 10 hours a day, 50 hours a week. That's what they expected. But I didn't ever fit into that. And then because my work was always acceptable, then nobody never bothered me. Well, I know some of them would say, well, he leave every day at 4:30, 5 o'clock. But I ain't never had been called in anybody's office about me not getting my work done. Paul surrounded himself